Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, we acknowledge this day, the toil of motherhood and all that it entails. I know it's been up the workload, so to speak, in our household these last couple of years with our wee ones. We also acknowledge today that motherhood carries with it a lot of baggage for many people. Motherhood missed, motherhood longed for, mother tensions with mothers, and this day represents all of that. We hear about another female figure from our scriptures today, Tabitha, Dorcas. Jen reminded me before service that, anybody remember the movie Seven Brides for Seven Brothers? There's one of the characters in there is named Dorcas. And Jen grew up on that movie and just thought that name was hilarious. Dorcas is just the Greek name of Tabitha, which Tabitha is in Aramaic. I'm sure you knew all that. She was a beloved disciple. In fact, interesting in our passage for today from Acts, Tabitha is the only female to be called a disciple in Scripture, to have that title, disciple, follower, or student of Jesus. She is the only female. So exceptionally fitting that it would fall on Mother's Day this year. I don't know how well that was planned in the lectionary texts. I don't know that the people who put these texts together were thinking about Hallmark holidays decades down the road, you know, that come about. It's kind of a happy coincidence. Now, Tabitha Dorcas, as we heard from our reading from Acts, was beloved in her community. And she was beloved for no other reason than, it says, she was devoted to good works and acts of charity. And later on, as she was lying dead and Peter came, all the widows stood beside Peter when he came, and weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Now her good works involved making clothes for those in need and giving them away. Generosity, service. Now specifically, she was a seamstress. She proved her generosity through her work as a seamstress. This text is for you, Michael Ann, I'm sure, as much as anybody. And I love that. I love that because she's not only known as a disciple, but her discipleship is embodied in simple acts of making clothes for those in need. Nothing extraordinary or holy. Whereas Peter here in the text has to bring her back to life to be known and to be recognized for his discipleship and apostleship. Tabitha is known and recognized, and her discipleship is honored simply for making clothes, for doing the ordinary, the everyday, but doing it in an extraordinarily generous way. I mean, it's amazing. This community goes out of its way when she dies, when she's taken from them, to go seek Peter out. The area where he was ministering was about 10 miles away. So he was kind of in the general vicinity. But they made sure to book it over there to catch him before he left and to bring him to her. It's a powerful example of a woman of faith and proving her faith through stuff that is everyday and ordinary, but doing it in an extraordinarily generous way. Kind of really gives you hope, I hope. Yeah. And encouragement. But you don't have to be Peter bringing people back to life to be recognized for your discipleship. Many of us find it much more accessible to be like Tabitha, to to see the needs of others around us, the ordinary basic needs, and tend to them. Tend to them in a generous, altruistic way, where we give of ourselves, our time, our talents, our needs, our abilities, our gifts, simple though they may be. And we give of them for no other reason than other people need our help. That's the example of discipleship that Tabitha sets for us today. I was thinking about this text and my own ministry and call to ministry. There was a time when I thought that I was going to be a missionary. I was going to go to the ends of the earth in as little way as you can do that on a round globe. and go out there and spread the gospel in faraway places. There are many missionaries that are kind of touted as Christian heroes through the centuries. Those who went above and beyond, if you will, their local parishes, their homes and areas and countries where they were from. People who went out and learned new languages, engaged new cultures, embraced new customs, and had their faith challenged in various ways, some even to their very lives. And many have been martyred through the centuries for their call to spread the good news to other countries and other peoples. That kind of life and work of ministry was appealing to me. It's like, I feel called to be a missionary too. That's more than your everyday preachers, your everyday parish guys like Carl was and me and stuff. I ended up obviously being a local pastor here in the United States. The big reason for that is I came in my studies abroad and my travels abroad to recognize that my perceived call to minister in foreign lands to foreign people in foreign languages was really more about what I wanted than about what God wanted for me. I'm sure there is a place for missionaries, and I'm grateful that we do support them. But it is important that in our call to Christian vocation and Christian work as the baptized, who we all are, or hopefully, if you're not baptized, come see me. That as the baptized, we engage the world with our gifts wherever we're at, without thought for ourselves, without images of grandeur in doing so, and to be like Tabitha and see where, though our gifts may be ordinary, God can make them as extraordinary if we share them generously and faithfully with others. As I gallivanted about the globe and studying abroad and traveling to Sweden, Germany, and some other places like that, I came to realize that I'm not sure that the world really needs me. I'm not sure that God really needs me out in the world, but I do know that God needs me in a place like Ronan. I do know that God needs me in my home turf to speak to my own people, to proclaim to them that they are loved and cared for and forgiven in the grace of God. And not only did I believe that God was leading me to that, but God was leading me to share with each and all I encounter and minister to that we don't need to be Peters to be disciples. We don't need to concern ourselves with being the most faithful, doing the most miraculous thing in the world, though that's your gifts, power to you, you know, and everything. But God is just as pleased, if not more so, with the works of Tabitha, sewing clothes for those in need, using her gifts to provide for those around her, making sure that her community is cared for in the ways that she is best suited for. That is a powerful example of faith that we see here today. And I wouldn't be doing my service as a good Lutheran pastor if I didn't try and dissuade you from seeing the works of Tabitha as earning her life, her salvation in this instance. Because there's another example here that we should look at as people of the faith. In a way, Tabitha earned her reputation by all the good works that she did to those around her and for those around her. But in more important ways, she was saved by the faith of others. She was saved because others loved her so much and carried her and prayed for her and was concerned themselves with her well-being that they went out and sought Peter. And Peter, in turn, prayed on her behalf. God didn't just look down and say, oh, she's a good person. Let's save her. Instead, God looked at the love, faith, and support of those around Tabitha. And it's in response to their faith that God saved another, brought her back to life, back into their midst, so that she could be with them once again, caring for them in her ordinary gifts, but extraordinary generosity and love. That's an example that we give thanks for today, as we are called, each and every one of us, to come before our Creator in faithful love for our family, for our friends, for our neighbors, each and every day. And recognize that God saves us not because we are perfect, but instead because we are loved. We are oftentimes loved in spite of ourselves, which is proven that Tabitha, sinful as she may be, was still brought back to life. Brought back to life because she loved others, and others loved her in return. May the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.